So God is good. He gave up his son. Jesus even looked up in heaven and he felt so alone that he had to die that way. I mean, can you imagine? We've all seen death, but can you imagine that someone that you love so much had a sacrifice for you and me? That is our joy. I remember going back to our other church. I know I've told y'all this before. Rick Stanley, which was Elvis Presley's stepbrother, came to our church. Yeah, it was Rick, yeah. He had another one too. And he talked and talked and talked. Didn't talk a whole lot about Elvis, but there was some things he talked about Elvis, which a lot of people was wanting to hear. I myself is not a huge Elvis fan, but he talked about that. Something was different that day, though. Things that he was starting to say really took it to my heart and soul. And he kept talking. He just point blank out goes, "If you were to die right now, would you go to heaven?" And I had the most darkest, empty feeling in my heart. And I went, "No, I don't know that for sure." I got saved that day. It was 39 years ago on Easter. And I'm so glad that I made that choice. And the day that you got saved, that's the most important thing you'll ever do in your life. And, you know, we're going to have our struggles. But if we just remember how much that God loved us and he gave his only son for us. It's hard to understand the Trinity. And by that I mean God is the Father, Jesus Christ is the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But all of those are in one. They're all the same. I don't really want to say person, but they are. And the only way I can understand that sometimes is in my simple life that I'm Priscilla. I was the daughter of Mary and Glenn. I'm a mother of 5 kids. And my husband was a pastor. I'm all those 3 identities. That's kind of how God is. But it's hard to understand that God would love so much us as sinners that he would put his son on the cross for us. And that I cannot imagine how sad and how lonely and how desperate Jesus must have felt with people spitting on him, beating him. You know, he did not deserve any of that. But he did it so you can have eternal life. And that should be our hope and joy every day. We shouldn't just, as we went by different places, the churches were jammed full. You know, even people that don't go to church, they usually try to go to church on Easter because that's what you were brought up. We're going to Easter Sunday and you're going to get a new outfit. And that's just how we did it. But we need to come to church, not just to say we go to church, but to get to know one another, to have fellowship with the same people that have the same focus as you. When we're out in the world, we're with other people. Other people with their issues, their darknesses. When we come here, it's supposed to be like a revival in you. Oh, it's so good to see you. Oh, you love God, I love God. When we die, we get to see our family. Excuse me. When we die, we get to see loved ones. We have everything in common. Don't just come to church to sit in the pew. There's very few of us here, I know, but you know, we're just going to have to keep praying that God brings the people in that he wants to bring here. I don't think it should be disappointing to us. You know, the ones that we have here, God wants to do with. So don't come just sit in the pew. Listen to what the preacher is saying. Listen to the songs. So you can go out and be a warrior in all this darkness. So many bombings have gone off in Sri Lanka. So many people targeting churches, trying to get prayer out of this and prayer off of that and this and that. I mean, the world is not going to get any better. You're going to have losses in your life that you think you can't repair, that can't be repaired. I think a lot of Kimmy, and especially Kim, but my illnesses, I think it's from grieving and mourning. And I think that happens a lot with people. You have so many losses, and after a while, it's just devastation comes over you, and it's hard to get that motivation back. That's why you be around Christian friends. That's why you're around people you love, so they can support you, give you that motivation. But we have got to get our lives straight with God. He has got to be number one in your life. If He's not, things are going to change and happen where He will become one, the main thing in your life. You know, David loved football. Oh, gosh, he was crazy about it. Well, y'all know that. Don't tell me the score. Don't tell me the score. I mean, it brought him so much joy. But nothing brought him more joy than coming to this church and preaching and getting to see each of you. I remember that Sunday that he actually came around and prayed with each person here and gave his blessings on you. David was just a cool type of pastor. I mean, Larry's got his own things. David has his own things. But David truly, truly loved you. And that's why it's so hard sometimes for Kim and I to come to church, because it's just overwhelming memories. But you know, they're good memories. We can come home. And we talked about it today, how we were going to come and celebrate. But it's because David would want us to. I mean, the loss is so much. I often wonder why God would take a man that loved his people so much. He loved y'all a lot more than he did me sometimes. Of course, you weren't nagging at him and telling him stuff. But he did have such a love for this church. And that's why Kimmy and I come, so we can carry on that legacy with y'all. You may have loved ones that you've lost, and you think you can't get through it. I don't know how people could get through it without God. There's no way. There's too many things in the world today that the people, Nike, if it feels good, do it. You know, do this, do that. Get on drugs. Go in here. Do what you want to. Life is too short. Let's have a party. You know, our party needs to be with God. We need to share our lives with God and share with others. So don't come here just every Sunday because you feel like you need to. Come so you can share. Come so you can do stuff on the outside when we leave this place, that you bring that light into other people's lives too. And when you hurt, we all hurt. When you struggle, we all struggle. That's what a church is. This building is not the church. We the people. You thought I was going to say the United States, didn't you? We are the church. You are a member of the church. If you're here today, you are important. What is it that you can do to help? You know, help build this body up. We all have struggles. I bet each one of y'all right now are struggling with something. We all have that. But we have hope and peace because what Jesus Christ did. Not only did he die, he defied death, he arose. We serve a living God. Amen. He's here. He's with us. He left the Holy Spirit as a comforter for us. So the Holy Spirit is in us. We need to recognize the Holy Spirit. Invite the Holy Spirit to come into your home. Invite the Holy Spirit to be with you in the car. Everywhere you go, invite. That's your buddy. That is the Holy Spirit is the one that's giving you the peace and the comfort. So let's take this opportunity to start trying to help one another. Maybe not talk about each other, as sometimes we do, but to try to build each other up. That's what we need to do as a church body. Nobody wants to think, oh my gosh, I did this and everybody's talking about me. I want to think that anybody that's going to be talking about Pastor Thacker or Ruth or Kimmy or Cindy, that they're saying encouraging things. Did you hear that message? Man, that meant a lot to me. Did you hear what Brenda had to share today? That meant a lot to me. Let's have some light in this place. That's what we need is light. I've had the opportunity to be at the church more often now. And it's just a place of peace, of home, Yes, Don and Anna restarted it. David continued it, but they're gone. So now we got to pick up the pieces. We got to keep going on. What can you do to bring the glory of God to this church? What is it that you're willing to sacrifice in your life? And it shouldn't even be a sacrifice. What is it that you can give to the church body to make it better? Is it a kind word? Is it a hug? Is it kind, just smiling at someone? Is it saying, hey, you look super cool today? Whatever it is, we need to be that kind of church. We don't need to tear each other down. We need to build up. That's what church is all about. You're the church. I'm the church. Larry's the church. Each one of y'all are the church. And, you know, I'll be real honest with you. Sometimes I get so overwhelmed that I think I can't drive the van. Well, obviously, one day I couldn't. I had a wreck. But, you know, I think, and just something drives me in there. David is going, Chris, you can do it. You can do it. I mean, the poor man's gone, and I'm having him encourage me. But that's what we need to do with each other. We need to encourage each other. Hey, you're having tests done. I'm going to be praying for you. Hey, you're struggling with kidneys done. I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to say things good about you. So when you're going through the week, if there's things, when you think of people, think of good things. They got good things. Anita's always here, and she's always got a hug. That's good things. Good things about each other. Quit tearing down. Let's build up. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and what your Son did for us. I would be going straight to hell if it wasn't for him. Thank you for touching my heart 39 years ago. Thank you for touching each and everybody's heart that's given their lives to you. Father, if there's someone here today that just really don't know for sure that they're going to heaven, I pray that you would give them the courage, sweet Holy Spirit, to come down and talk to the pastor. Father, Sundays are to give, but it's also to get prayers when we need them and for our struggles. If we're here today, we have a purpose, Lord. That's what the Bible says. We have a purpose. If we're breathing and we're living, we have a purpose. We have special prayers for Linda and for Tim and for Anita. And there was someone else I'm not thinking right. Just continue prayer for these people, not just for them, but for their caretakers. Lord, it's so hard to take care of people. Even when you love them, sometimes it's hard. So I thank you for the people that you put in my life, Lord. Oh, and for Don and his kidney stuff. That's the other one. I'm sorry, Don. But you put people in our pathways, Lord, that we can touch and we can encourage. Lord, they may not stay in our lives for a long time, but that's okay. As Anna Ruth used to always say, just go along and spread your flowers everywhere you can and your seed. And that's what we should do. We should be happy, encouraging each other, and have a great, great revival here at this church at 6929 Day Street. May the revival happen within each of our hearts first, though. Lord, we just love you and thank you for all you're going to do today. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Thank you.